What's up, Rad Dads, and welcome back to another episode of the Rad Dads Show, hosted by none other than the two raddest dads on the East Coast. I am Sal.
And I am Rob.
Hello, Robert.
How you doing, Sal?
Very well. And yourself, Rob?
I'm doing great, Sal. Thanks for asking. Tonight, we are going to be bringing back the 2020 Bourbon Reviews for your listening pleasure. Listen in and enjoy.
So what is your bourbon that you want to review?
Widow Jane.
Oh, that's a controversial one for us. So I'll give you my take on Widow Jane. I do not like it. And that is not a popular opinion. I think it's has too much of a bite. The subtleties of the bourbon don't come through for me. And I think there's a group in town who actually went to the distillery and kind of went through and saw their process. But it's just too much of a punch. And I know it's not – I know you don't agree with that. I know a lot of people don't agree with it. But when I compare it to other whiskeys and bourbons around that range, I feel there's better selection or even cheaper that are a better selection. What is your take on Widow Jane?
It's very different than yours.
Yeah, I know. That's why I like that. That was a good one.
I don't think it's got that much of a bite. I think it's smooth. It depends. I mean, sometimes I'll have it with an ice cube, or sometimes I'll drink it neat. For the most part, I like drinking my bourbon neat. To me, you get the full effect of bourbon. You get the aroma, the flavor. I know some people, they take a medicine dropper and they squirt a couple drops of distilled water. I like it neat.
Does anybody we know actually do that? Do the distilled water?
No. I've seen people do it.
Oh, okay. I've read that people do it because it opens up the bourbon a little bit more. And that's a good call. So you like it neat. I do enjoy One Rock.
Or the whiskey we're going to try, or the, it was whiskey.
Bourbon.
That we wanted to review. It's Few, F-E-W, rye whiskey. Sal, why don't you give your perception of it?
So the Few rye whiskey, smooth at the sip, your first taste. Well, let's back up. The aroma, let's go for the aroma. Pour it, smell it, let it sit, and then when you sip it, smooth. It's got a spicy finish, definitely caramel. Get the caramel flavor, and you can also smell the caramel smell.
The caramel smell definitely comes in. It's definitely smooth going coming in, so as you're sipping it, but as you swallow it and it rolls over your tongue and to your throat, and this sounds very perverted. I'm sorry.
It actually, I almost spit out my water.
It actually, and I'm trying to be serious about this. Not actually joking for once. It actually is spicy and a little bit tougher at the end. I don't remember if we gave Widow Jane a ranking, but I think we should be doing a 1 through 10 ranking. What would you give Few?
Very few points.
So
no, just kidding. I'm gonna say I'm gonna rank Few number four.
Number four, a four out of 10. That's 40%.
Four out of 10.
That, you fail if you're in the grade school, right? You know it's 60% and above.
Yes.
Typically 70, so. But four. That's rough.
According to Few, you're supposed to taste the malted barley. They say honey. I didn't get the honey.
I think the honey's the smoothness on the initial sip.
I got the caramel. I got the spiciness. They got spicy fruit, dry. And
someone please
zest.
Tell us what spicy fruit is.
Yeah, I didn't get the citrus zest, so that's why I give it a four.
Four. So what, if you didn't have that little cheat sheet we provided, what would have you given it? Still a four?
A four.
Okay, a four. That's an interesting rating. Didn't see that one coming. I thought maybe you would have been up at a seven or eight. Oh, it's going to be hard because it's going to be our first rating. I think I'm going to go with a 3.5.
3.5.
3.5. Slightly underneath you. And we probably shouldn't be going point anything at this point since this is the first one we're rating. But since it's the first one we're actually putting a number to, it has to be a little harsher because the ones that you're going to go up against, if you go against the favorites that we have, which are Blanton's Four Roses, for me, Breakers, which is a new one that I just told Sal about, Legend, some of those other ones are well above five. For me, Widow Jane is probably under five. I know Sal has a difference of opinion, but that's really going to be the breaking point. And I think for us, 8 through 10, and I don't have a 10 yet. I haven't found a 10. But 8 through 10 are going to be, you know, our top picks. And no one's going to get a 10 because we have to be open-minded and for new contenders who are going to come into the industry.
We are tonight going to do a tasting on New Riff Kentucky Straight Rye Whiskey. Distillery is the New Riff Distilling. The bottle is 100 proof. Not the bottle itself, but the alcohol in it.
The bottle's beautiful.
It is considered a straight rye. It is bottled and bonded without chill filtration. I will explain what that means in a few.
And we will put it in the liner notes.
Aged approximately 4 years, the mash bill is 95% rye, 5% malted rye, and it's also a sour mash, which it's delish. Color is deep amber, and price point is $42 to $46.
I would say I am not the biggest fan. It's a little harsh on the lips and on the throat. It has a very strong bite if you take it neat. And that's how we wanted to try it. We're trying everything neat. From that perspective, it has a sweet smell to it, which I believe is like a vanilla or a maple. The initial taste is a little bit harsh. It comes in strong. And then if you're into sipping bourbons and whiskeys, to be fair, I am not a bottled and bond guy, and I don't love rye. I personally have the other New Riff bottle, which isn't the rye, I believe, right? Which yep. We tried previously, that we've tried off air while I've been hanging out, and we'll do a review on that. Last week, I gave a 3.5 for whatever we tried.
That was the few.
Episode 5. Episode 5, the few, and I will probably never buy it, but for New Riff, we did a second tasting after the neat. We put a nice bowl in, so I felt with a little bit of melting of the ball, it kind of lessened the intensity of the burn. Now, remember, it's 100 proof, which is always going to have a significant burn. But I felt the ice was a necessity. The taste comes through a little bit more with the ball. It obviously dilutes the burn.
Yeah, but it also opens up more flavors.
It does. And I felt it was more flavorful with the ice. And I think all in all, even though I don't like rye and I don't like bottled and bond most of the time, I think I'm at like a, maybe like a 4. I think this is a 4 for me.
Very interesting. So as I promised, you heard the term bottled and bond. Some people may or may not know what bottled and bond means. So I am going to tell you what it means. So bottled and bond is a label for an American-made distilled beverage that has been aged and bottled according to a set of legal regulations contained in the United States government's standards of identity for distilled spirits, as originally laid out in Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. As a reaction to widespread adulteration in the American whiskey, the act made the federal government the guarantor of a spirit authenticity, gave producers a tax incentive for participating, and helped ensure proper accounting and the eventual collection of the tax. No shit. Uncle Sam wants his tax. Although the regulations apply to all spirits, most bonded spirits are whiskey in practice. To be labeled as bottled in bond or bonded, the liquor must be produced of one distillation season, January to June or July to December, by one distiller at one distillery. It must have been aged in a federally bonded warehouse under U.S. government supervision for at least 4 years and bottled at 100 proof. That is why this bottle is 100 proof.
But that also means it was in the U.S. government supervision for the full year, 4 years.
Correct.
Okay.
So a bottle of 100 proof is 50% alcohol by volume. The bottled product's label must identify the distillery where it was distilled and, if different, where it was bottled. Only spirits produced in the United States may be designated as bonded. Some consumers consider the term to be endorsement of quality, while many producers consider it archaic and, wow, Jesus Christ. some may consider it as archaic and do not use it. However, because bottled and bond whiskey must be the product of one distillation season, one distillery, and one distiller, whereas ordinary straight whiskey may be a product of the mingling of straight whiskeys of the same grain type with differing ages and producers within a single state. It may be regarded as a better indication of the distiller's skill, making it similar in concept to a single malt whiskey, small batch whiskey, or single barrel whiskey.
Now we got the Wikipedia definition.
Yes, so now everybody knows what bottled and bond means. Under government supervision, they make sure that they get their tax dollars. They give the distiller an incentive to do it under bottle and bond, and it is guaranteed to be 100 proof. Another term I mentioned before, chill filtration.
Chilled filtering chill is a method in whiskey making for removing residue.
Are we going to do this one over?
And chill filtering whiskey is cold to be done.
Yeah.
To between 14 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And through a fine, I think that's supposed to say absorption filter. Yep.
That's direct copy and paste from Wikipedia.
Yeah, well, someone add the D absorption. With the B. Adsorption. This is done mostly for cosmetic reasons, to remove cloudiness, rather than to improve taste or consistency. So in this bottle, that is not done. So correct. Just for that clarification.
So yes, they did not filter this bottle out. They didn't do the chill filtering method.
But again, it is not done to improve taste or consistency, rather to improve the color of the product.
Correct. So my take on the new riff. At the nose, it's a spiciness, a little bit of vanilla. Tasting it neat, spicy. I get a little bit of oak in there. And then once I put an ice ball in it, top shelf ice balls, still has a little bit of a spice to it, but not as much. A little burn to the finish and a little hint of vanilla is in there. And I think it brings out the oak. So I'm going to give it a solid five.
Wow. How to trump me on that one, huh? I got to keep track of what we actually give these